on sureties, if you have personal sureties, and I really don't think personal sureties are a good idea, but each is supposed to have non-exempt property of at least 200% of the bond, and they are supposed to file affidavits to that effect or deposit cash or other securities with the registry of the court or with the clerk. The judge has liability exposure if this is negligently done, if it's grossly negligent. I would submit to you that personal sureties usually don't have an idea of what they're doing. If they were asked to sign as co-signers or co-makers, they would understand that because it's a little more clear with a note. If you have corporate insurance or a corporate bond, then that is a known quantity. That's a company that knows what they're doing. That's the business they're in. There's only one surety required. The estate pays that bond premium. They're in the business of providing filial services and backing up their promises. If the personal representative gets into trouble, they're usually the first ones there to, you know, get with the court and figure out whether it's a problem they can resolve or if they're going to have to provide a defense. And if Humpty Dumpty falls off the wall, that bond may be the only resource available to the personal representative. Safekeeping agreements are great, and that allows the personal representative to deposit cash or assets with a financial institution to be held under contract and not released except on court order. You can then reduce the bond by the amount of what is in safekeeping. When I was in personal and in private practice, I had the experience of having $1 million in an estate cash, and we actually got a bond for $200,000 and then put $800,000 under safekeeping agreements. We didn't need all the cash for operation of the estate. And this worked really well. And in truth, we rarely had a full $200,000 in cash during that time. Now, you need to know brokerage houses do not meet the statutory requirements as financial institutions for safekeeping agreements. The safekeeping agreement lowers the amount of the bond. It reduces the exposure of the surety. It increases the security of the assets. It will decrease everyone's concerns about the adequacy of the bond. And there's no additional bond premiums. It's a win-win-win situation. Now, oath or bond, which comes first? Well, the statute does not say, but it always made more sense to me to get the oath after the bond, because the bond is harder to get. And if a person can't be bonded, even if they've given an oath, that doesn't mean they're entitled to letters. The bond can be taken before anyone authorized to administer oaths. That, you know, that goes from notary public up to the governor and everybody in between. It has to be filed with the clerk, and there's a bench oath in your materials, which covers every kind of oath that I was able to find in the estates code. The inventory has to be filed in a decedent's estate within 90 days after qualification. However, in a guardianship, it has to be filed within 30 days after qualification. A number of years ago, the judges realized that if someone was going to steal in a guardianship, typically they would steal very soon in the administration, sometimes before the inventory even gets filed. So it's something that we wanted to know sooner rather than later and try to get on top of things. If you have a situation where a will is probated with letters testamentary, but there could have been a munificent title, there are no debts, then there could be an affidavit in lieu of inventory. The inventory, the personal representative provides the beneficiaries a copy of a full inventory, but then only files an affidavit or that such inventory has been furnished. Everybody's entitled to one. If more than 90 days goes by, the affidavit cannot be accepted. If no extension of time to file the inventory is requested, the affidavit cannot be filed after the time for the affidavit. And there can, you know, if a affidavit that is not factual is filed, there can be a fine of up to $1,000 to the executor.